The title is to express the Christian life. And text is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 11. Finally, brother and sister, rejoice, strive for full restoration, encourage one another, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Let's all read together this key verse one time before hearing the word. Finally, brother and sister, rejoice, strive for full restoration, encourage one another, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. Now, this time, we'd like to invite our pastor to come and share the message. We are thankful for all of you who gather here to worship with us this morning. And we are grateful for the visits of Pastor Long and his wife. We admire those who participate, and I couldn't imagine how fast time has passed in almost 10 months that this program. I'm not sure what the program is like. And so they asked me, is it okay to institute the prayer? And we're thankful for you reading through the New Testament. If we read ourselves, it's very hard. That is hard to focus by ourselves. But in this program will help us to not just read, but think about what we read. And we heard testimonies of how beneficial this program is to many of us who participated in this program. May you be blessed by the Word of God, that we can experience wonderful things happening in our lives. And this morning, I'd like to share with you with the title, To Show Our Christian Attitude. And the key verse is also the text for this morning is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 11. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice, strive for full restoration, encourage one another, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. This program of reading, the love of God, the way we worship, all of that is only for one purpose, that God called you and me to become witness for the Lord. We don't do those things to get a reward or a trophy. But all that we do, we are focusing on purpose. You will be my witness to the world. That's how we can express God for our people around us. Mark Twain is a famous writer of the American, in American history. His real name is Samuel Clemens. He is very comical and have a great sense of humor. One day he saw a young person said that, dear Mr. Mark Twain, I have a friend, an old friend. This guy never laughed on any joke, but I want him to laugh. So he asked Mark Twain, this person, a friend of mine, he's old, but he didn't believe. Well, Mark Twain said, yeah, let him come. I will tell him jokes so that he can laugh. And then this young person led this old person to Mark Twain one day. And a few times, this old man, everybody was laughing at the jokes by Mark Twain, except this old person. And Mark Twain said, I must have failed. And he told his friend, I thought that I have a skill to tell jokes and make people laugh. But I failed with this old person, time after time. And the other person, oh, I know him. He was deaf and mute. How could he laugh when he is doubting me? In our life, we all think that we know, known by many people. So many people know us as Christians, but are we a witness to others or not? The key verse is, well, it's the text this morning. After he wrote so many epistles, so many letters, Paul summarized everything in one verse. Finally, that means, in the summary way, this is the key verse. That this is, brothers and sisters, something I want to leave with you, Paul said. This is the normal Christian life, so that others can see Christ through us. I thought that when Paul wrote this letter for the Corinthians, he just said, and his church is up here, and he was trying to take a picture. What is he saying? He said, laugh, cheers, cheese. In that picture, everybody has a smile, or somebody would be a sad face. And this is something that Paul said. He wants to emphasize to us that I want encourage each one of you to offer things today that could must be expressed through a Christian life to show our Christian life. Well, first, the joyful life, the complete life, the encouraging life, and the unity in life, in a Christian life. Let's pray for guidance. We're thankful, Lord, because you have gathered us to love to read the Word of God. When we have the opportunity to read your Word, to study your Word, we see the hearts of desiring to know your Word, to read more about your Word. And what is we do here is temporary, but each one of us will be before you, and then you will summarize our life before you, and you will reward each one according to our word. May you help us to become your witness in this earth. May you use your word to encourage myself and each one of us here in this room. May we live this message into your guidance of the Holy Spirit to lead us in truth. We pray now in Jesus' name. Amen. The first thing we think about to express our Christian life, that we have joy in our lives. This is the face of the Christian. The joy of life is the face of the Christian. Jesus does not want our life to be said to complain. Rejoice is one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. That is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. When we have joy, we are not rejoicing in small things, just like finding some cheap present, and no one would say, oh, I have bought something very great, when they don't spend a lot of money to buy that. And I know some of us have. We are, when somebody has a Tesla, that we will gather around them. And everybody wants to rejoice with that person with a great thing. I'm a Christian. What can we bring to others to be joyful for? Because we have the Lord in our life. When we have Christ in our life, that can experience forgiveness of the sins. But when with Christ inside, we have been liberated from the power of darkness. But one with Christ is when we restore the position from the sinner into the children of God. Child, it is more happy than have a new house or even a wife. But none of us men can rejoice like that, but we should. The joy of the Christian is not based on the situation, environment ourselves, but it is from within our heart. We express our joy because joy is inside of us, in our heart, because we have Christ in our heart. And that's why David said, "My soul, rejoice, praise the Lord, O my soul. All my innermost being, praise his holy name." Why? Why did David say that? If there is something we say, I rejoice with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Not just himself rejoicing, but he rejoiced along with others who come into the house of the Lord. Paul and Silas, when they were beaten up and thrown in jail, and in the middle of the night, they were singing and praise God in song. What could Paul and Silas praise the Lord for? It is because the joy inside of their heart. They were rejoicing and praying while they are being jailed and beaten up. When Paul was in jail, he wrote the letters. A prisoner writing a letter to the free person now said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." I will say again, rejoice. We see that the joy of the person belong to Christ is real. That could express outwardly. There's a pastor, when he was preaching, somebody would just say, keep saying, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, that lady." And this person feel annoyed. She kept saying that, and he could not focus on his preaching. And he told her, "Next time, please do not say anything. If you do that, I could not focus. Could you be quiet? I will reward you with a blanket." And she said, "Okay, I will try not to say hallelujah next time," she said. And then the next time after that, the word of the Lord caused her to be happy. And she said, "Oh, I will say hallelujah. Doesn't matter if I get the blanket or not." Because her joy could not be contained. I said, "Hallelujah. It's okay to lose the blanket." And I hope that the joy in your heart to be expressed outwardly, it does not depend on any other environment. But joy is the face of the Christian. The world around us, there are, they have a comical life, happy, but they don't have true joy. But the joy in the world is based on something concrete that they can see and feel and touch. But they could not have the true joy from within. Signs and the sign of cosmetic surgery can make a ugly person become beautiful, and some beautiful can be more beautiful, or they can change a woman into a male. But is there any sign can change the heart internally? None. Only Jesus can change the heart of the person from sadness into true joy. And so the joy outwardly from this world, we can see that we feel they have some happiness, but internally they are truly sad and darkness inside. They try to use something outwardly to bring happiness to their life. But that's what we tell. There's a story that I have said in 2009, 15 years ago. And told the story about a Christian. He was very disappointed and trying to kill himself. So he climbed up into a building, 10 story, tried to jump down. And he would jump up. He climbed up, he saw somebody without hands, and that he just, he kept jumping around and turning and looks like dancing. And he told himself, look at this guy. He doesn't have any hands and then he's so happy. So he climbed down from the 10th story and he wants to know why. Why? I have Christ inside and I'm not happy. And so he asked this person, how can you be so happy without arms? You are walking and dancing. And he said, I have pain, I have Christ in my heart, and I'm disappointed. I want to kill myself. And you, I don't know if you have Christ or not, but you feel happy, you dance, and you keep turning around and eat the food. No, it's not. I am so itchy, I could scratch myself. And I think that the lie outwardly may appear to be happy, but they do not have true joy. But children of God must rejoice because we have the reason to rejoice. Our lives, soul lives, have Christ, and that Christ in them must make them rejoice and be joyful always. Your life, the faith of Christian, can we express the joy from internal to outwardly? And next Saturday, we will have a special worship here. It's a program of testimony and the singing of special songs by special people. And then Ms. Kong Wang will be leading us in this worship. He's the wife of Pastor Nam Quoc Trung. He established the restoration ministry in Vietnam. The word of God changed their life. All those people who have rejected by society in Vietnam because of drug and other practices that are illegal, when that person is changed by the word of God, that person will rejoice because of them. And I want to remind you, please, you can invite all your friends to come. And next Saturday at 7:30, right here, we have a special testimony worship and special songs that you can invite many person here to come and hear how wonderful the Lord has done on their lives. The second point that I want to share with you is the attitude of Christian life is a perfect life. In the restore, encourage one another, even of my live in peace, rejoice. Rejoice is the faith, but a perfect life in our body is also what the Lord wants us to express. When we say restore, it's only about physical restoration. When Paul said restore, that means restore our spiritual life. That is something not completed. We have to make it more complete. Restore spiritual life, that means to make our spiritual life to become more complete, more perfect. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14 and 15, then we would no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the wind, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning of craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking in truth and love, we will grow to become, in every respect, the mature body of Him who is in the head, that is Christ. We have a purpose in Romans chapter 8:29. For those who God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. Romans 8:29. To become the image of the Son of God is a perfect body. A body growing in spiritual truth. When us youngsters grow up, and we can say, the parents say, oh, they are so vain now. And also the kind of hair or clothes or something like that. So they want to And why do they have such a thing in their life? Because they are aware now they are growing up. Now they become more and more like others. And they try to correct themselves. They know how to do certain things that are against them. And everything must change. Between a youngster, a teenager, they know they will become an adult someday. So they start to change. And some of us start to work to try to have a good body, build a body with a six pack. And so that the other can see us with a beautiful body because we are aware that there are others who are looking at us. Are we aware that there are others in this world is looking in our lives? And if the world is looking focused on our lives, that be what will they see in us? Will they see the image of Christ in us that God wants us to express out? I'm very happy when we have someone to come and visit. And so some of people here are new from Vietnam. And somebody said, you look like Le Show is somebody who has the appearance like I have. And this person, you know, and when I heard that I'm looking like somebody, I feel very happy. Okay? Because you have white hair like him. And you have bald head like him. They give me some praise by white hair. Nobody wants to have white hair because we are so old. Nobody wants us to be bald. I hope that I can grow some hair. But it's impossible. They praise me with things that I don't want to. Most of people don't want to have gray hair. Nobody wants to have bald hair. But if somebody praise about me or about you, is some look like Christ? Would you feel proud? Would you feel happy when somebody said, you look like Jesus Christ? In her, we have a complete beauty in us to become like the image of his son, Jesus Christ. Leonardo da Vinci is a wonderful artist, very famous. And he was painting about the Feast of the Cups and the Last Supper. And he drew Jesus Christ holding a cup. And after he completed that, Jesus is using a cup for the Last Supper. And that cup is very special. So he painted very meticulously, make it, and when he showed up, everybody is focusing on that cup. It looks real. And afterward, and all the audience only praise about the cup in the hand of Jesus. But nobody see Jesus. And later, Da Vinci said, no, I didn't want that to be that way. I want to express Jesus that have the love of him in this face. But that masterpiece wasn't pleased with Leonardo da Vinci. And so he tore that up. Why did he tore up that wonderful masterpiece? He said, I had wanted to draw something that God does not want me to. So I had to restart it. And after the festival of this festival, and everybody looked at it and said, the face of Jesus is so special. It expresses love in that face. And in my life, when they look at us, what do they see? There are certain things, features in our lives. Oh, you play the piano really well. Oh, she sings very well. Oh, that person cooked very well. Oh, that person, how could he draw this thing for the gym? And some skill of us that could express. And they see them in us. Or that they can see in us a humble person were loving, just like Jesus Christ, know how to forgive, just like Jesus. That the thing that you and I must express outwardly is the image of Jesus Christ. That we, when we are in Christ, we can become more like Christ. And in spiritual life, we could not be complete yet. Left. Each person has a spiritual life that must be complete so that we express the image of the Son of God through us. And the third point, that is, we can express the life of a Christian through an encouraging by the life of encouraging. Rejoice, strive for full restoration, encourage one another, be of one mind, live in peace. And this is the heart of the Christian. If joy is a faith, is a complete, is a completion of the body, and encouragement is the heart of Christian. The heart of Christian is not about concern about us, but concern about others. If our God come to the world, the Lord, if he's not concerned about the cripple, so 30 odd years, he was there, but 38 years ago, he could not walk. Nobody cares about him. And Jesus said, do you want to be well? He is concerned about this cripple. He said, nobody help me, Lord. But do you want to be healed? And Jesus said, get up and take up your bed and walk. Only a word. And then the cripple, get up and walk. He has no faith. He did not understand. He did not know Jesus. But because the power of the word of the Lord. And so he said, get up and walk. And that healed that cripple. If he's not concerned, the robber next to him on the cross would not be saved. But when the robber said, when you come into your kingdom, please remember me. And Jesus turned around and said, tonight, you will be in paradise with me. If Peter and John went to the temple to pray, not concerned with the cripple there, the miracle would not happen. After 40 years, this cripple is staying at the road. And Paul also cast out devil because he cared for this lady, this young person who were possessed by demons. The concern to others includes our relatives who do not know about God yet. The concern about the spiritual of children, though we are here, our children are here, but we still have to concern about their spiritual life. Are they really, truly have God and Christ in their heart? The concern that we have to train to continue our work here is something we need to do. To be concerned about our spiritual growth. And also concerned about the service. We see that Mr. Dean is a new member of our worship team. And somebody was concerned about him. Before we finish, each one of us can have a concern for others, but someone must be concerned about others. In, about their scripture. There is a officer in Vietnam. He has two children, one is named Trung and Yen, both of them in the northern part of the country. They were added to marijuana. And everything in the house is gone because they took it to sell to buy food. And so anything in the house, these two took them and sold them to get money to buy marijuana. Many times, the high officer, this high officer, brought the children to the place to be jailed. But there is no way for them to heal of this addiction. And so he hired someone to make a cage and put them in the cage. But they somehow broke the chain and escaped outside, continued to use drugs. There is no other way to control this situation. The power of the police cannot change them. The hospital cannot heal them. And then a lady told this officer this. There is a church there, but there's someone who can help you, can help your children. And said, the hospital cannot heal these children. How can the church help? But I think there are there who were addicts there and now has been healed. And so why don't you bring your children? And so in that church, they sing it, and they pray, and they say something good. And so he afterwards, the parents came and met with the pastor. Can you pray for me? And pray for my children? So they said, yeah, bring your children here. And then the parent brought the children there. And after a few weeks, and then the two has been restored completely, free of addiction. And then the oldest one dedicates his life to God, and he opened the church and served the Lord. And there are 400 in the congregation has joined that church. A person newly came back to become a Christian, become a leader of 400 person. This is the wonderful word of the Lord has done. In that house is also the place of worship. And then the FBI came. You are the officer in the government. How can you use your house to worship? That's not good. But God has changed my life. They saved my two children. Nobody can have any solution for this addiction, but only work of God can do such miracles. But the joy of this officer could not contain. They sing and sing. They praise the Lord for his wonderful work. So, be careful. They were one. And one day, and when the two children went away for a job, and so they were lost trace of the two children. Why did they? And the two children has many kind of court case. This is a fear tactic of the government on this officer. And they continue to congregate at this officer's house. And in the jail where his older son, he met somebody who is very skinny. And he introduced Christ to this person who is very sick in jail. And he accepted Christ. And he went out of jail. But in jail, Yung was still there, and he wrote to his father, please be concerned with Mr. Yung, because he was. And when he went out, Mr. Yung, the oldest son of this officer, was released. If there is no concern of a Christian to others, things may not happen according to what happened. And the oldest son of this officer, if he's not concerned with the person next to him about his future life, none of this would happen. And I have heard true story of restoration. God needs each one of us to have a concern for others. When we are concerned for others, we are not doing it ourselves. God will be working alongside with us. Encouragement can help. Without God, we are nothing. Without us, God does nothing. Without God, we cannot do anything. But without us, God does not do anything. Because God chose us to be witness for Him. May the Lord can express our faith in joyful life, that the body of Christ will be complete, to express the heart to be concerned for others. And lastly, we think of fourth place. Dear brother and sister, restore, strive for restoration, encourage one another, be of one mind. And the fourth attitude of Christian is a life of unity. And this is called the embrace, the embrace of the Christian. Unity is something not Jesus prayed earnestly before he went to the cross that night. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. That means the unity is not because our emotion to bind us, but it is because the Holy Spirit is working in us to be united. When we have unity, Paul encourages, you have to strive for this unity. When the body of Christ keep unity, that means the Lord is among us, walking among us. When we have unity in church, and this unity will become the wall to prevent attack from Satan to attack each one of our lives. When we have the unity, the body of Christ will lift up a praising God in a hymn, a beautiful song. When we have unity, the body of Christ, the love of Christ is flowing throughout each one of us. And because of that, Jesus has given us, I give you a new commandment that you love one another. Love as though I have loved you. Love one another as I have loved you. If you love each other, then they will see and praise and know that you are my disciple. God love us, give us a love, so that others will see Christ through us. There is nothing God give us that could express that unity of Christian is something that we can prevent the attack of Satan. And this is the way that others can see us as disciples of Christ. There's a story. An archbishop, in one day, he went to a church, and he met Mr. Rutherford, who is a pastor there. And so he wanted to make himself poor so that the archbishop would not recognize him. And Rutherford invite him in. So he said, why don't you stay around? Because now this archbishop now has tried to become somebody else, a poor person. And so he accepted the invitation to stay in this archbishop house to eat dinner, so to learn more about work. And this old person, and then his wife, the archbishop wife, came back and saw that the husband invited this guest. This is a poor person, very old. Now I have to cook for this, and then I have to prepare a room for him. The wife complained so much. She despised this old person, and she complained to her husband. But then she still have to carry out her duties to prepare a meal for the family, including this old person. And she said, do you know about the Bible? Yes, I know a little bit, he said. So in the Bible, how many commandments in the Bible? And this person, there are 11 commandments. And this wife of this officer, so even the youngster, 6-year-old, know that there are only 10 commandments in the world, not 11. And then afterward, she went to bed. And she was kind of annoyed with this guest in the house. And that night, and Rutherford went around to admire, and when she walked across of this old person, and the door was ajar, and so when he looked inside, this old person was praying, and earnestly prayed with tears flowing about his wife and the church. He was praying for his wife and the church. And he noticed something, because what his prayer, after finished, the archbishop asked him, and that person say, hey, I'm truly the archbishop to come and visit your church. I just want to here to just to visit with you. And then the Rutherford said, oh, you are the archbishop. Why don't you stay and preach for our church in the morning? And the archbishop, okay, if you allow me to preach, then I will preach. But do not introduce me as archbishop. Just introduce me as a guest speaker. And then the next day, they have a church worship. And he announced to the church, Rutherford said, I have a guest speaker who come and preach the word of God. And that person came up. And so he changed his appearance, and nobody recognized even the wife of this archbishop, not the wife of this Rutherford. And he said, I want to share with you a person, of something important with the title of my preacher is the 11th commandment. And the wife of this Rutherford was shocked to hear. And she said, there's only 10 commandments. Why do you preach the 11th commandment? She was wondering. And this guest speaker said, I give you my love, that you love each other, the new commandment, that if you love one another, people will recognize you are my disciple, to express love outwardly so that others can see Christ. We are children of God, new congregation. The unity or the embrace of the Christian life is something we can learn from all. Then the God of peace and love will be with you. The joyful Christian in the church, complete unity, then Jesus will be known. First, if Jesus is not in the church, there is no joy. If Jesus is not in the church, we can become complete. If Jesus is not in the church, we cannot be united. If Jesus is not with us, there is no unity. But then the God of love and peace will be with you. Really, that we do not have Christ, but we have not expressed Christ through our life yet. We have Christ, but we have to express Him outwardly. People have not seen Christ in us because we have not expressed it out into our lives. Others can see us with a few good points, but not Christ yet. There's a story. A Christian dreaming, sent out to serve the Lord. So he feared that he's a water. See, can you drink me? He feels like he was water. He asked the person to drink me, and he bring this person in. So this is very flat. There's nothing good about this. So this person came back. They were drinking me, he said to the Lord, but nobody enjoyed this water. So can you give me a little bit of juice here? Lemon juice. Can you drink me? And when somebody drink, it's so sour. And then he complained to God, I'm so sour, Lord. Can you give me a little bit of sugar? So the Lord make him into sugar. And so he went out, hey, look, drink me. And you will be, your thirst will be quenched. But somebody said, no, it is too sweet. Well, I have lemon, and they are saying, I'm just not well enough. Do you mix them up together? You have lemon, you have sugar. Did you stir up to make it even the sweeter? Maybe we can shine in the sun there. In our life, maybe we can be known through certain activities. Can they see the image of Christ in our life? May God govern us, bind us, walk among us, so that we can be joined, rejoice, to restore, to encourage each other, be of unity, then the God of love and peace will be with us. May the Lord bless each one of us. Let's all stand. Let's all read together this key verse. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice, strive for full restoration, encourage one another, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. We are thankful because He loves us. We are thankful while we are yet sinners, you have died for us. You have accepted us as sinners. That love has changed our life to become like today, that we can express outwardly your love in us. And many times, we could not express your love to others. And we only can make others only a few good things in our life. But the attributes of Jesus Christ could not be expressed outwardly yet, Lord. Maybe our life can work in our life to be filled with your life. May your word this morning remind us this is something we need to do. This is something we need to express outwardly so that we can show up that our life as a Christian has joy in the way, so that others can see our life is someone have a complete life. Express others that others can see that our Christian life is can honor each other. A Christian is a life that can keep unity among the body of Christ. May we fulfill the responsibility so the love and peace of you can be expressed in our life. To achieve, to witness to others. May you forgive us. May you forgive our brothers and sisters here in our weaknesses. May we have more opportunity to witness for you. To carry out the responsibility we receive from you. We thank you for your word this morning. May your word become our source of life. We are thankful and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.